Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Bison's Syracuse. Is that a rivalry? Bison's Mets. This is today, in about less than half an hour, is their seventh meeting of the season, and they will meet 24 times. Which I think is par for the course, the Bisons and the Syracuse Mets, 24 times a year. Could you play baseball 24 times against a team and just not like sort of have
animosity?
Something?
Yeah. Yeah. I think by like game 9 of that, I'd be like, look at the way this guy wears his hat.
Sick of this guy.
I mean, it's bad enough he's got that face, but look at the way he's wearing the hat for sure. That, yeah, would not take more than that for
there,
me.
There would be minor league rivalries. Like, they would have that in hockey.
Sure.
You play Rochester and Syracuse play each other all the time, and there's been playoff history, including this year. There would be something, right? I mean, players are changing all the time, but...
Yeah, I think minor league baseball should have that. I think does have that. I just don't know who they are.
Do the benches clear? The dugouts, I should say, the bullpens empty. That's it. Do the dugouts empty, or do the benches? What? How would you put that? Do the dugouts empty?
I think bench clearing.
It's still benches.
Still bench clearing. I think.
Okay.
I mean, that works anyway. I feel like that's all encompassing. That includes the bullpens. Like if you say like the bench clearing brawl, I feel like everyone, the guys from the bullpen are sprinting towards the brawl so they can stand there and do nothing with everyone else who's standing there and doing nothing.
Did you see the recent one involving the Orioles?
I did not.
It was, maybe they were playing the White Sox. It was so funny. This happened, I guess, maybe last week. Kobe Mayo was the base runner. Big prospect for Baltimore. He hasn't hit yet, so I don't know if he's still up there or what. But that's the player. Kobe Mayo is in a rundown between first and second. And you got to see it. It's so good. He's running back to first, trying to survive this rundown. Whoever it is, the second baseman, throws the ball to the first baseman. All right, so let's say it's a second baseman. It probably is. The second base, he's closer to first than he is to second. He's running toward first, the runner. The second baseman throws the ball to the first baseman. The runner, of course, stops and goes back the other way. The second baseman, after throwing the ball, has, as you would want him to do, drifted over into the grass to get out of the way.
Right.
Mayo, the runner, runs into him. He runs over into the grass and, like, flops. He hits him and flops. And, like, the White Sox get up, and maybe they're talking to him, and they have their arms out. Like, what was that?
Right.
He's trying to draw a interference call against the second baseman, but he literally runs at him into the grass and falls down. And so
that doesn't seem like a very effective tactic.
This would be a good one for, like, if you're writing a book on these quote brawls. There was no fighting.
Right.
The Orioles are probably like, I guess we got to go out there. Did you see that? Are we really going to go out there and I guess we have to.
Right.
So they just sort of trot out, and the White Sox, you know, the White Sox are annoyed with the guy. Because, like, what kind of, that's like an A-Rod sort of move.
What kind of play is that?
A-Rod maybe would have done that.
Right.
We're just like, ah! And he goes down. The White Sox come out, and it's like 20 minutes later, here come the bullpens. Like, oh. I'm reading a book out here. I've got the sunflower seeds. Right. I'm just watching a different game on my app. Now I got to go do this. This is embarrassing. So they all get out there, and it all just goes away. Because I think they were all unified at, like, being annoyed with the one player.
Right, even the Orioles guys.
The Orioles.
Like, what were you doing?
What kind of move is that?
What was that?
Can you imagine doing that? Like, if your kid did that, just trying to draw?
Oh, my gosh, no. No. I mean, boy, you mentioned A-Rod. I hope everybody's mind went to it, if they haven't forgotten about it. I guess you could forget about it. It's a long time ago now. But the 04 ALCS against the Red Sox, where he chops the play running to first. He chops Bronson Arroyo's arms as he's running by. Arroyo's got the ball. He's going to tag him, and he just karate chops Arroyo's
arms. That's a lacrosse move.
He drops the ball. They call A-Rod out. And, like, what made you think that was going to fly? Like, what in the world? What are you doing? It's the ALCS, dude.
What was the one with him where he ran across the pitcher's mound, Rodriguez? There was another one against Oakland where...
I remember something else with him that I'm not sure about the pitcher's mound, but...
Is it a pop-up?
He had a pop-up, and he yelled at the fielder. That was infield fly ball, and he's running between, I think, second and third, and goes, at the guy trying to catch the ball.
All right.
Which I remember defending.
Do you?
Yeah, just because I hated him, but, like, we were just...
What's wrong with that?
It was just some, you know, Friday in the summer, and we were arguing about it, whatever. It was it was
a day not too different from today.
Ridiculous thing to do. And I was over here like, why? He's just trying to get an edge. I don't mind.
Did he maybe, like, one time when he was, like, out at third or something, run back to the first base dugout across the pitcher's mound?
You said the A's, and I don't know, in my head I thought maybe this pop-up play was against the A's, but no, it was in Toronto.
Okay.
It was in, I'm almost sure.
Maybe he did it all the time.
But, yeah, Dallas
Braden.
Braden.
Yep, I think that's right.
Yeah, that's the guy.
He threw a perfect game.
He got mad at A-Rod because A-Rod, like, crossed over the mound on his way across for some reason.
That's,
like,
something you shouldn't do.
Might have been a play. Might have even been on the way to the dugout. Might have been a play where he ran and he had to go back to first. And he had gotten all the way to third. And going back to first, he just walked across the mound.
Like a foul ball or down the line or something?
Like, trotted across the mound. And, yeah, I think... it could have been the end of an inning, too, but I think it was in the middle of an inning when
Yeah, because the pitcher is standing there.
Right, right. Yeah, if the inning was over, the pitcher's already walking off. I don't know that he cares.
Baseball has a lot of these, but you would think one person who would know of these, it would be a baseball player.
Sure.
Somebody who's actually involved in the sport would know what not to do like that.
Right. Chop at the guy's arms while he's going to tag you. He's got the ball in his glove. You're just, bam! Like, oh, yeah, nobody's going to see that.
What do you mean?
What are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard any other stories about a guy yelling, ha! At a guy trying to field a pop-up, so maybe that's pretty unprecedented as
well. No, kids. That's what kids do.
Kids do that, right.
But kids yell from the dugout
right.
to try to distract the person catching the pop-up.
Right, but not...
Kids might run across the mound. Kids might karate chop the pitcher.
Right.
Kids would do these things.
People who don't know the rules of the sport.
People who've never seen baseball would do these things. I want you to drop it, right? Why can't I participate in that, to that end? I'm starting to see diving in my kids' sports.
Oh, yeah?
I see it in this lacrosse, in box lacrosse. I mean, I've been watching so many of these games. Practice at 9 tonight. International. In another country. You find me there tonight. There were a few plays over the weekend. It's such a brutal game. It is so rough. Like, slashing as hard as you can picture it is legal.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
that is still one hand. The biggest adjustment I have to make when I watch the Bandits win the championship or just any. I watch the college championship on Memorial Day. The hacking that's allowed, it takes a lot for me to get used to.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who has a lifetime hockey watcher. It's just like, I don't think you can do, I guess you can do that. Okay, all right, sure. All right, I'm all right over here.
Some amount of interference is allowed. Like, you're setting up your offense. Picture, like, you know, if you can't picture the Bandits or something, picture basketball. And the point guard is coming up the middle of the court, passes the ball to the left, and just plows into the center. Runs right up the middle toward the goal, and just bam! And that's allowed. You can do that. And then you see, like, these giant collisions happening, the ball's being passed around, and there's all this scrum in the middle. So you see the hacking all the time, and, you know, it's part of the game. I mean, the kids must just get banged up from this. There's only so much padding. They're out there in shorts. It's mostly okay. And once in a while, you will see, like, because you'll have these sort of one-on-one confrontations that will bloom from this naturally, right? You're hacking them back, and nobody has the ball, but it's just two guys whacking each other, and then there'll be one more, and even kids, like, the other kid will go down, you know, or like a head hit is a penalty. And I saw a kid the other day sort of duck into the slash and draw the penalty, right? So,
wow.
You know, on this level, the teenage level, there's a lot of gamesmanship.
That's a craft. There it is. Know how to draw.
Yeah.
Draw a hit to the head without hurting your head. I would think, takes some doing.
I feel like that's maybe secondary to the penalty, getting the call. So tough game to officiate, I got to imagine. There's so much slashing, so much whacking.
Yeah.
Slashing and whacking and diving and hitting. And
the ball is so little, too. It's a little ball.
The bouncy little ball. Very bouncy on these boxes.
Yeah.
Lots going. The glass, big hits into the boards. That's another one.
Is this the first time your son has been playing indoor, or has he been doing a little bit of that all along?
No, not all along either, but when he started, he was playing in a box league, but not all the facilities had a roof.
Okay.
So a couple of those, like his home team, played outdoors, and at least one other. There are some beautiful arenas, though, that you run into in this sport. And Canada, my wife and I talk about this, and you've lived it. It just seems like every one of these towns has this amazing rec center. And like I was in Guelph, which is big enough, I guess. I don't know how big. Is big enough for at least two of them because we had games at two different rec centers, both with Olympic pools. And I mean, the one in Brantford has water polo going on.
Yeah.
And basketball courts and volleyball courts. And it's just really good.
I could not really pin. I'm sure you could Google and find out like what, like when that building boom happened. But I've mentioned it to you before. Three or four towns. Milton, Ontario is one that comes to mind. But there were again, three or four others that were exact, like two or three rinks, a pool, a gym for basketball, like just community centers that there was just an initiative by the government or whatever it was, like just all these towns got these, and they're exactly cookie cutters, but they're very similar structures.
They're massively big.
Huge. Like,
and super nice.
You go in, you pull in, and it's like, where do I want to park if I'm going for the hockey?
Right. Six different entrances.
Right, because I'm you know, I don't really need to go in by the pool. My kid's carrying goalie gear. Where's the rink entrance? Like,
right.
I'm going to try to, I'd end up just dropping him at the door and just parking wherever. But it was like an airport.
The Gretzky one in
so big.
Brantford has that, where like I parked by the pool by mistake. I thought this was the way in, and it's like way far down there for lacrosse. So yeah, really just very, very envious of this about Canada, that there are so many of these beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I haven't visited hardly any of them, you know, Southern Ontario. I'm not even talking Toronto. Hamilton, for sure. Guelph, Brantford, St. Catharines. Like, just there's so many. And, man, I would love one of those where I live. But
and
probably not free.
The impression I have is that, again, that was like government built those. Those are like town facilities, right?
Yes.
County, whatever, right? What you see in the States, if this lacrosse path takes you, you know, into the Midwest. What I noticed in the Midwest is that those sorts of facilities, but it's all private. Indoor, outdoor for baseball and football. And like, here's the ice rink. And like, it's not town stuff. It's like high end AAA sports, pay your fees. And like, I don't want to say every town, but the Midwest, I frequently from the highway, you could just see these compounds and be like, what in the world is happening to youth sports? Like, it's incredible.
Absolutely true. Like, in the Canadian sense, the Guelph example, there's a pool. People are coming and going that are just probably residents that are checking in. They've got a card. There's also a library in the facility.
Right.
The town library is at the rec center. So very much for public use. Rich Rebar, our guest from Sharp Football earlier, talking about Dalton Kincaid and more. That's coming up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.